by the chairperson. Later on in the meeting, the chairperson called on me to share. I got up and somehow walked over to the microphone and podium. I've never been so nervous in my life. But the words came out naturally as I described the events that led up to the meeting that night. As I spoke, I looked around the room. More importantly, I looked at the faces of the people in the room, and I saw it. I saw the understanding, the empathy, the love. Today, I believe I saw my higher power for the first time in those faces. While still up at the podium, it hit me. This is what I had been looking for all my life. This was the answer, right here in front of me. Indescribable relief came over me. I knew the fight was over. Later on that night, still reeling in the ecstasy of relief and hope, I remembered the afternoon in the bathroom stall at college, after my first class, when I was so certain I had found the answer in alcohol. I could clearly see now that had been a lie. That is the description that fits alcohol best for me. It is a lie, an evil, insidious lie. And I chased that lie for a long time, even when it was obvious that I was going nowhere and killing myself while doing it. At that AA meeting, when I looked out over all those faces, I finally saw the truth. When I returned home, I threw myself into AA. I did 90 meetings in 90 days, got a sponsor, and joined a home group. I did everything that was suggested. I made coffee, took commitments, and got involved with service. I rode the roller coaster of early sobriety. Every second was worth it to get where I am today. It is very important to my recovery to study and